and PCB Wealth Management. We're at 31 degrees in Richland Center. The time is 7 o'clock.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons, double cab and crew cab HDs, custom LT, LTZ, or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3, and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin is now threatening to use nuclear weapons if his country is threatened. Here's ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Rivers.
In an interview with Russian state television, Putin says, from a military technical point of view, we are prepared. Russian nuclear forces, he stresses, are constantly in a state of combat readiness. When would he use them? His response, blunt. If there's a threat to Russian statehood, sovereignty, or independence. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump both clinching their party's presidential nominations with more victories on Tuesday. A bill that could lead to a ban on TikTok is expected to pass the House. Lawmakers concerned about the company's Chinese owners that they may be a threat to national security. Uvalde Police Chief Daniel Rodriguez has turned in his resignation days after an investigative report cleared him and his officers of mishandling the Robb Elementary School shooting. This is ABC News. Lawmakers at the European Union expected today to give final approval to the EU's first artificial intelligence law. It will require AI companies to mitigate risks and step up cybersecurity. New push today to try to stop drug deaths.
The White House telling Americans they could prevent many of last year's more than 100,000 drug overdoses if people would invest in a quick and effective over-the-counter spray called Naloxone. The FDA made it available without a prescription, along with an auto-injector pen, all designed to help someone recover from an opioid overdose. The overdose recovery spray costs $45, but the government is also giving out free bottles to organizations trying to save lives.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. And a California parking lot, once home to a site sacred to a Native American tribe, has been returned to the Ohlone people. The two-acre lot in Berkeley sits on land that was home to a shell mound that dated back nearly 6,000 years. It's now a park and cultural center. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll check forecast details for today, and we get on with some more regular features and some things to celebrate today in just a few minutes.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your tastes and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's auction includes 36 head of open heifers, 12 head from the University of Wisconsin, 6 Holstein, and 6 Jersey, 9 to 14 months old. The Holsteins are sired by Lawless, Big Top Trooper, and Zythos. The Jerseys are registered with papers and sired by Hole-in-One and Macomb, all on an extensive vaccination program. 20 head of Holstein heifers weighing 400 pounds, 4 Wagyu Holstein heifers, a year and a half old, and 3 4-month-olds, a year and a half old Holstein bull, plus their usual run of recently fresh cows and 2-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com, and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, including today.
Today's forecast, sunshine and warm, a high of 67, breezy with rain likely at times tonight, and a low of 40. Occasional rain showers tomorrow and a high of 48. Thursday night, any light rain ending and a low of 30. Friday, partly cloudy and a high of 52. Saturday, 53 with a few sprinkles possible later in the day. In Richland Center, the air is calm. Following a midnight reading of 40, we are down from that. It is 31 degrees.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I want to make you right. If I had 2 dozen roses and another bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had 2 dozen roses, would it change your mind? If I really could have hung the moon, would it change?
Shenandoah and Luke Combs on FM 100.9. Well, today is Donald Duck Day. It's Earmuff Day, although we won't need them for a large part of the day. Maybe tonight and tomorrow as that wind picks up. It's Canine Veterans Day, National Ginger Ale Day. It's also a day when you can open an umbrella indoors and it not be bad luck, I guess. It's National Good Samaritan Day. It's Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day. Today, something to sink your teeth into as well. It's National Chicken Noodle Soup Day and National Coconut Tort Day. On the 13th of March, 31 in Richland Center, it's 7:12.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, dripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing. Singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Never gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery. But he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. You're standing there in a black dress, singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing.
Fly the bell of the bayou. head down to my toes.
Straight, Adelaida. Good morning, Adelaida. It's 31 degrees at 19 past.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Colorectal
colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer worldwide. Did you know that you can get a colonoscopy close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics? In 2023, our team performed more than 650 colonoscopies. While it can sometimes take months to get this procedure scheduled at other facilities, our providers can often see patients within a week or two. Take charge of your health and schedule your care close to home with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hank.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, try not to do a lot, buddy.
Not what?
Try not to do a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah. It's a typical day then, right?
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. I try to follow in the footsteps of my fearless leader.
There you go.
Joanne's happy.
Joanne.
Joanne's happy this morning.
She is.
Yep, push the button on the coffee pot.
Oh, yeah, you had it made for her.
All good to go.
All right, good deal.
But I don't know if she's even been in there. She didn't even come and say hi to us anymore, Phil.
No, she might be working.
She just walks right.
Maybe. I don't know.
She just walks right in. Anyway, yesterday we had a visit. Some visitors from the Avoca, St. Patty's Day, and they brought you this basket, Phyllis.
Isn't that something?
That is really, really neat.
They've done this in the past. They know of my Irish heritage, and so they share the wealth a little bit.
They like to do the jig with you.
Yeah, they do.
So open it up, buddy.
Should I unwrap it?
You should unwrap it. Yes,
you
should.
Got a beautiful shamrock.
And yesterday,
on the
we
top.
Tasted their cookies.
Yeah, we did.
And thanks to them, I gained 4 pounds.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Kind of fell off the wagon a little bit.
I tell you what, they were good cookies, though.
Yeah, they were.
They were good cookies.
Couldn't stop at one, though.
I stopped at one.
Did you?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I had to go get another one after that one, but I stopped at one.
Oh, look at this. Some Lucky Charms.
Oh.
They're magically delicious.
They're magically delicious, Philip.
Oh, look at that. Some beads.
Some beads.
Right.
Oh, those are...
I don't even have to do anything
four-leaf clover. No.
Yeah, beautiful.
Do you want me to do something to get some?
No. St. Patrick's Day chocolate truffles.
Oh.
Look at that. Just what I need.
Yeah.
Oh, and some St. Patrick's Day candy. Must be some.
Oh, please don't hand me any.
Oh, just waved it under your nose. We even have St. Patrick's Day pencils. Look
yeah,
at that.
And you and I are actually big pencil users.
We are, actually. Yeah. Oh, and we have some bubblers. Sparkling water, and it's green. Lemon lime twister. And we have it in the official St. Patrick's Day Parade Avoca can
koozie. Sweet.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
My own can koozie.
Yes.
Just what I need. Oh, my goodness.
They're magically delicious.
Magically delicious.
Oh, there's some on the backside here, Phil.
What is this here? Oh, we have some mint chocolate cream filled cookies.
Oh, my goodness. They really hate me, don't they?
Just what we need. Oh, and we have some Irish buttons.
Oh, yes.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to Philip.
Irish for a day. Kiss me, I'm Irish. I'm not going to put
that
one out.
Can I have that one?
No, I'm not putting that one out.
Come on.
And some Lucky Charms breakfast.
You know
bars.
What? You got Lucky Charms cereal, Lucky Charms.
Look at that. It's going to be my lucky day.
It's Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thanks to the folks in
Avoca. Oh, my goodness. I have one here, Philip. So.
You have a bag, too.
Yeah. They gave me a koozie.
All right.
Okay. And then on the back it says, Henry, good luck with your diet.
What is it, an empty bag after that?
No. Look at that. I got St. Patty's Day socks, Philip.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You can wear them to the parade on Saturday.
Yeah. And I got me some beads.
Oh, look at that. Beautiful.
And they said that I didn't have to do anything, I guess I asked them.
Yep.
Oh, let's dig a little deeper in here. Oh, they got me some pretzels.
St. Patty's Day pretzels for the man on the diet.
That's not it, my man.
Oh.
And
an orange. They should have painted it green.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And some more beads.
Yes. Well, don't weigh yourself with those beads on because they're going to add a little bit of weight
to you. That's fine. But with my pretzels and my orange, I should be just happy.
You're good.
With my, you know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do. These St. Patty's Day socks, okay, I should show up in the parade with St. Patty's Day socks and my Speedo.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
You're the lucky leprechaun. You'd be the unlucky leprechaun, maybe.
Hey, arrest that dude, please. He's not supposed to be here.
Security. Well, don't forget, the 15th annual Avoca St. Patrick's Day Parade will be Saturday at 1. Lineup beginning at the Village Hall prior to that.
So. UW Marching Band?
Yeah, they're going to be there.
Yep. Yeah, and usually coldest day of the year.
Well, it was last year.
It was last year.
But not
it was
this cold. Year. I think they've had all kinds of weather for that parade over the years. So you were yesterday.
Yeah, the Bonanza.
Talking about Bonanza.
Yes, I found the song. I found it.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's see. Did you find it?
Is this it?
That's it. Fine, see.
Now Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean.
Classic.
It was on one of the episodes, and they did the full version. It was like a 4-minute song, yeah.
I don't know that this would have been from the Bonanza era, but
they were like five guys, but they were like five people singing it.
I see.
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy Lord
the boom.
So that's the song they featured in Bonanza.
Right? Well, it wasn't. It was one of. Well, I mean, it was one of. It was an Irish episode, and I thought it was named "Lead of Dublin," but that's not the episode. So it was really, really neat because I never heard the song, and it really caught my attention.
Okay.
So it was a really good song. Oh. So, but four or five guys sung it inside of a saloon, and they did a great job. So.
Oh. All right. Anyway. I'm not aware of that episode. I'll have to check that out.
So for this Avoca parade, all you have to do, Phil, is what? Show up.
Show up.
That's it. All you got to do is show up and enjoy it.
Right.
The ladies of Avoca have taken care of everything. All you have to do is show up and enjoy what they have to offer.
Should be a great parade.
Should be a great parade. So
you can celebrate all weekend. Now, St. Paddy's Day is Sunday, so you can celebrate Friday through Sunday.
Yeah, and the best thing about St., Eileen Alvin will have a Lions Club benefit breakfast at the Ithaca High School on Sunday.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm wondering if Dick and Dean are going to make green pancakes.
Oh, they might.
Yeah. You never know with those characters.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're definitely characters.
That's why I go incognito, because I'd be the one that they would test it out on. I'd be the test boy.
Well, yeah, you're going to be that way anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if Dick and Dean have green, but they can sure they have some Lucky Charms. Pancake mix right here. We should have gave them the other day.
Well, I think I know the Lions pancake mix is much better than
I understand
what's
that.
In that box.
But are they going to dye them green?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. But I'd be worried that it was one that Dean had in his refrigerator for 6 months or something.
Yeah, from last
when
year.
When I got up there. Here you go.
You know, another thing, Phil, that I struggle with on a daily basis.
What is that?
Being my mom's best-looking child.
Oh, I mean, really?
It's exhausting.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know, it
you
is one
carry
of the,
that weight.
It's a tough weight. Mm. So, you know, when your kids were in high school, I'm sure that they struggled. You know, because you being the macho dad of the school, you know, it was a tough weight to bear for them.
I don't think so. I think they just kind of shook their head.
Like, who's that guy?
Yeah. Not related to him. Who?
Who?
I don't know. Don't know.
Phil Neat. And your last name Neat? Yeah, but mine starts with a K.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes.
So anyway, you got two pencils.
I do.
Or one. And then.
It's hard to find a good pencil.
You know what?
And a pencil sharpener, too.
Yeah, I have a sharpener.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I have one from.
You hide it.
I hide it because I don't want somebody to steal it.
Who would steal a pencil sharpener?
Well, I don't know. It's the only one in the building, you know.
No, I think there's two of them in the building.
You have one, too?
Yeah, but I think you have it in your bag.
Yeah, I could be.
Yeah.
I have it along with my glue and my paste and my Trapper Keeper.
Yes.
All of that stuff.
Your three-ring binder.
Three-ring binder, yep. Mm-hmm.
With post-it notes and cards and...
Yeah.
So all that good stuff. How did you learn to study in high school? How did you study? Did you have to have flashcards, or could you read it and retain it?
Oh, it was tough. Usually, probably flashcards, I would say. Yep.
Usually I'd go, what did we study in class?
I know. I had other things going on.
Yeah, without question, making a fool and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
farming.
Yes. Do you ever wish you could go back and redo high school? Like, and I'm not talking about the whole thing. I'm just talking about paying attention in class.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I would never wish that time away and go back.
Yeah. No.
But,
I'm just.
But, you know, and over the course of the years, and, you know, in the last year doing the morning show, there are so many teachers and educators I have in, and they talk about things they're doing in class. I'm thinking, I'd like to be a mouse in the corner
exactly.
in that class, you know?
But, you know, if you look at today's mathematical problems compared to our problems, what we did as a senior in algebra is what they're doing in seventh grade now.
I know.
And it's like, how is that? So they bring, you know, my kids used to bring home their homework like, hey, Dad, this is fifth grade math. Can you? Nope.
Nope.
I'm done.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Nope.
Nope.
I tell you what.
That's true. It would be. It'd be go back. You know, and they do a lot of cool things now.
Oh, yes.
Technology has helped in a lot of ways, too, connecting with other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know one of the classes at Riverdale was following the Iditarod. They were
like a daily thing,
you know, and kind of keeping track
of that. That's
kind of neat. So, yeah. Fun stuff.
You know, it's really nice we get to have Chris Simas in here a couple days a week when he comes and does his show. And just listen to that man talk about what he's learned and stuff over is really, really neat. I mean, that man is a breath of knowledge. You know, he knows a lot of things.
He's the maestro.
Yeah, but he's always doing this, like, I'm watching you, Henry. I don't know if I'm, like...
Well, he's used to doing that with students, you know, I'm guessing. That might have been a little bit... having too much energy or something, so he probably reverts back to his classroom days.
When he sees me.
Yeah, because there's always a student you got to watch.
Well, it should be you or Joanne.
No. Oh, no. We've grown up.
Oh, my goodness. Have a great day, everybody. Be kind.
Sounds good. Good luck with that diet. Stay away from the cookies there, Hank Bray.
Parents, are you looking for a child care and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905 or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Wiscoat is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscoat mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscoat is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscoat cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
This day in history, 1947, The Best Years of Our Lives was named Best Picture at the Oscars. Frederick March won the Best Actor Award for his role in that movie, beating out Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. 1980, Pink Floyd's album The Wall reached platinum status. In the Heat of the Night by Bryan Adams became the first commercially released cassette single. Remember those? 1987, the year for that. Among the notes from this day in history, the 13th of March, coming up, our birthday and anniversary salutes on the local and area scene, which are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you visit The Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit The Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at The Shoebox in Black Earth.
Here we go. Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Nevaeh Michek and Vaughn Murphy, both celebrating today. Wishes to wonderful mother, Carol Colson, love from Ron and Sherry. To sweet wife, Carol, love from Merle. To a grandma and a great-grandma, Carol, love from Karen, Adam, and Haley Herbs. Also to mom, Carol, love from Kevin. To grandma and grandpa, this goes out to grandma and great-grandma, Carol Colson, love from the Colson gang, Doug, Nicole, Kaylin, Adeline, Jace, Amelia, Nick, Bridget, Braylon, Jacob, Brianna, Jackson, and Amara. We have happy birthday wishes, 9 birthday candles on the cake today for great-nephew Emmett John Kitzhimmel from Aunt Lori and the guys. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today saluting Dylan Clevin and Lauren Knutson. The RC Lions today giving his wishes for the birthdays of Matthew Goike and also to Justin Tracy and Jake Niebuhr. Happy birthday to Christy Krull from Nancy. Have a great day, Christy. And happy anniversary wishes to Jim and Helen Christ from Sacred Heart Parish.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
A high of 67 later today with sunshine. It's 31 or overnight low at WRCO in Richland Center.
He walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame upon a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin. How's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin. Fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. And she said, so long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. Seen some sights and life's been something.
Cal Smith on WRCO Radio and Country Bumpkin. Phil Nee opening up a great day. Joanne has the news next.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Boscobel's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Boscobel, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 31 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly sunny and warm today with a high of 67. Tonight, breezy with rain likely at times, a low of 40. Currently in Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 31 degrees.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulots. The City of Richland Center is set to receive $2.5 million to extend water and sewer infrastructure to the future Richland Hospital site. It is part of $211 million successfully secured by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee for Community-Driven Projects, in the bipartisan fiscal year 2024 government funding package that passed the Senate last week and now heads to the President's desk. Once approved and signed by President Biden, Richland Center will receive the funding. Other area recipients of funding include Dairyland Power Cooperative, which will receive $2 million for an electric vehicle charging station with solar battery and storage. The Village of Iola will receive $1.4 million for installation of solar and battery storage to support energy resilience. The City of Hillsboro will receive $500,000 for water and sewer investigation and rehabilitation. The University of Wisconsin-Madison will receive $1 million to improve agriculture research facilities. The City of Lancaster is the recipient of $1,125,000 to renovate the fire and EMS station. And the Village of Loganville will receive $750,000 for Main Street and sewer and water upgrade during reconstruction of State Highway 23. The fiscal year 2024 legislation includes funding for military construction, veterans affairs and related agencies, transportation, housing and urban development and related agencies, energy and water development, agriculture, rural development, food and drug administration and related agencies, commerce, justice, science and related agencies, and interior environment and related agencies. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss won't face a recall election, at least for now. Wisconsin Elections Commission staff said Tuesday that more than 9,000 potentially valid signatures were collected in the effort by supporters of former President Donald Trump, but only 5,900 were from the district that Voss was elected to serve, which is 945 short of what was needed. But it's not clear if those boundary lines should be used for the recall under the state's new legislative maps. The commission voted Tuesday to ask the state Supreme Court to clarify, and it will likely ultimately be up to the court to decide whether or not a recall election happens. President Joe Biden is visiting Wisconsin and Michigan, looking to shore up a blue wall of swing states that long backed Democrats in presidential races. He had won them back from Donald Trump in order to claim the White House 4 years ago. Biden has tried to seize momentum for his reelection campaign after a fiery State of the Union address last week, where he repeatedly laced into Trump as a dire threat to the nation's core ideals of democracy and freedom. Tuesday night, he clinched a second straight Democratic nomination. The president has visited Pennsylvania, Georgia, and New Hampshire before his two-day Midwestern trip beginning today. Learn about the influences teenagers face in today's world. Partners for Prevention of Richland County and Youth for Change Richland Center High School will present Screenagers Under the Influence, Addressing Vaping, Drugs, and Alcohol in the Digital Age. The film delves into the impact of the tech revolution and on adolescents and how it influences substance use. Betsy Raisler is the Drug-Free Communities Project Director.
This would be an opportunity for the community to have a really good foundation of the current environment around substance use and how teens are being influenced by what they see on their screen. And so there are stories, there are personal examples. The film was produced by a physician who has teenagers, and she did a lot of interviews with parents and students, and you'll see those interviews as well as the information she's presenting, which is based on research.
Discover practical strategies for parents and schools to encourage healthy decision-making, support teen mental health, and create positive home environments. Don't miss this opportunity to gain valuable insights and equip yourself to navigate the challenges teens face in today's digital age.
Information is the basis for change, but we know that we need to do a comprehensive approach, and that's why the compliance checks fit into providing information as well as providing support to people and building skills and changing consequences and giving them incentives to change. It's got to be comprehensive and it's got to be often. So we're trying to do a variety of things to move the needle and reduce youth substance use.
Screenagers Under the Influence, Addressing Vaping, Drugs, and Alcohol in the Digital Age will be shown at the Center Cinema Thursday at 6:30 and Saturday afternoon at 3. Dr. Andy Wright from the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be available at Saturday's program to answer your questions. Admission is free. The Richland Center Intermediate School will be holding an event Friday, and that you can put your walking or running shoes on to help raise money. Michelle Lewis is the title reading instructor at RCIS.
So we're having our second annual RCIS St. Patrick's Day 5K. It's a run walk. A lot of people get nervous about it because they don't participate in these events, but you can run it, you can walk it. There's even a good turnaround point if you don't want to do the whole 5K because it's 3.1 miles. So we're excited to do it again.
The course participants will be running and walking has changed from last year.
Last year, we crossed at the stoplights, and the police department wasn't extremely excited about that. So this year, it's going to be on the bike trail, and then we're going to turn right and keep going up and then go kind of around like the Ramada area. So you stay on the sidewalk. It'll be super safe.
Money raised will go to two recipients in memory of a beloved individual who died this past year. Kathy Maloney is the title math instructor at RCIS.
This year's event goes towards the Lance Maloney Memorial Scholarship and Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin. We are doing a split between the two. As many know, my son Lance died on April 6th of last year due to aortic dissection. So he had a hole in his heart. And so we lost him very tragically and suddenly. So this year, Michelle came up with this fabulous idea of doing this. And so we're excited to do this.
Lance was a member of one of the recipients doing what he loved to do.
Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin became part of our family because of the support from them. And so we want part of the money to go to them for their programming. I know that the show is coming this summer and this fall. As far as in Community Players, we know what they are and we're excited for those. And I'm excited that we can help with that and help bring that to fruition because Lance loved the theater. He adored it. And that was one of his pastimes.
The other recipient will benefit students involved in what Lance enjoyed taking part in while in school.
The scholarship will be two $500 scholarships this year. It is my hope that those high school students that are graduating that have been involved in band, choir, and theater are going to be the recipients of those. Lance's priority in school wasn't always his grades. And so while GPA will be considered, that isn't my priority. But his priority was that he loved choir with Miss Kintz. He loved band with Mr. Jeff Behrens. And he loved theater. And he was under the direction of Michelle Goebel many times. And he loved his theater, both community and locally and in high school. And so that's just something where we're going with that.
Michelle Lewis says that there will be no charge to be a part of the event.
Last year we had a registration fee. This year it is free to sign up. And then people can donate either ahead of time by writing a check to RCIS PATT, or they can just show up with cash, or they don't have to donate. But we just thought doing it for free this year more as like a family fun event and a community event would be a good idea. We would prefer pre-registration because we do want to have goodie bags for each participant. But if you show up and you're not pre-registered, we will definitely welcome you.
The RCIS second annual St. Patrick's Day 5K Run Walk will be held Friday at the Richland Center Intermediate School. Registration begins at 4:30 with the walk starting at 5 and the run beginning at 5:20. Everyone is welcome to take part.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Wednesday, March 13th. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center, died March 4th after a short stay at Scollin Nursing Home in Stoughton. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 5 until 7, and again Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the First Baptist Church or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Helen Tenney, 88, of Richland Center. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 5 until 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Stephanie M. Andrada Williams, 46, of Richland Center. Raymond V. Haride, 85, of Richland Center, died Monday at Southwest Health Center in Platteville. No formal funeral services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Raymond V. Haride, 85, of Richland Center. John Jeffrey Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green, died March 2nd at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 1 to 5 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. John Jeffrey, Jack Stevens, 75, of Spring Green. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center, died yesterday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 23rd at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at the Fancy Creek Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, March 23rd, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Geraldine L. Felton, 83, of Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Partly sunny and warm today with a high of 67. Tonight, breezy with rain likely at times and a low of 40. It's 32 sunny degrees at 8 o'clock.